Thanks for joining us for Take Care. I'm Jason Smith.
And I'm Catherine Loper. When interviewing health professionals, experts, doctors, and the like, you often find common threads or anecdotes. In our case, a few have stuck out. Many of our guests encourage us to eat mostly vegetables, for example. The other thing they usually encourage us and our listeners to do is move.
Some say 20 minutes a day, others 3 times a week. Whether it's exercise, some vigorous cleaning, or playing with the dog, getting up and moving is an important way to stay healthy.
Some of us don't necessarily love going to the gym, though, and others of us can't seem to find time in our busy schedules, which is why a recent study published in the journal Lancet Psychiatry had us breathing a sigh of relief.
Now, this study doesn't speak for your physical health, but it does give us some clues into how exercise affects your mental health. Overall, exercise is a positive addition to the other things you're doing to keep mentally healthy, so head to the gym after work. You'll feel better for it.
Adam Chekrud, assistant professor of psychiatry at Yale University and co-founder and chief scientist of Spring Health, was one of the authors of the study. Here's Chekrud with a summary of their findings.
I guess the punchline was that people who exercised had about 40% better mental health than those who didn't, even when we were controlling for all of those things that we just discussed. But we did a much deeper dive as well, and we wanted to know whether it matters how often you exercise, how long you might exercise for, about the intensity of that exercise, and maybe what kind of exercise you engage in.
Before we go any further into detail with the results, we do want to back up a bit and talk about how the study was conducted. Chekrud and colleagues looked at data from just over 1.2 million people. That's a lot of people of different ages, genders, and different levels of physical health.
Yeah, not just those, actually many other things, things like education status, education level, the highest degree or college degree that you've attained before, and your level of income, whether you're disabled, those kind of things are known to affect both the likelihood that you might exercise, but also the likelihood that you might develop depression. So there's loads of things that you need to control for. And the nice thing about having such a large sample size is that you can use statistical techniques to do that kind of control. So you can always whittle down to groups that do look the same, and the only difference between them would be whether they exercise or not.
They found an interesting pattern when looking at how often people exercised and for how long. Turns out people who exercise between 3 and 5 times a week seem to have the best mental health. And here's the kicker, more exercise is not necessarily better.
People who exercise less than 3 or more than 5 times per week actually didn't seem to have quite as big a benefit. In terms of how long you might exercise for, it seemed like people who were exercising for around 45 minutes, maybe 30 to 60 minute sessions, they also seem to have the best mental health. So there was definitely a kind of an indicator of this Goldilocks effect, where you don't want to, exercise too much, but you also don't want to exercise too little. It seems like people in that middle range generally had the best mental health.
So that's a goal that seems pretty attainable for most of us. A few times a week for under an hour each time could mean better mental health, at least according to this study.
The researchers even went so far as to look at what kind of exercise was most beneficial. While they didn't assign a certain exercise to certain people, like you're going to run on the treadmill and you're going to play tennis, they were able to break down the data on exercise type because of the large sample size.
And it turned out people who were doing team sports generally had the best mental health. Things like soccer, things like basketball. And they generally had about 20 to 25% better mental health than people who were not exercising. The list kind of went on. Team sports were really good. Cycling was really good. Aerobic exercise, running was really good.
You'll see in the study that even low impact or low intensity exercise had benefits over doing nothing at all. Things like walking, even doing household chores.
Just exercising versus not exercising seems like that. Is associated with a positive benefit in terms of mental health. And so really it's just to note that these effects, potentially within reach for a lot of people. But beyond that, there also may be ways that we can optimize the kind of exercise that we do to improve our mental health even more.
And while this study looked primarily at the effects of exercise on your mental health, not the physical, Chekrud says their findings aren't too far out of line with recommended guidelines.
In our data, it seemed like in terms of people's mental health, 45 minutes, maybe 3 to 5 times a week seem to be best. I think those things at a week-by-week level do seem to shake out. Everyone's kind of pointing towards something like 120 minutes per week, which is in line with the guidelines from the World Health Organization and the CDC.
That's all for the latest in health. You can find the study we discussed online in The Lancet Psychiatry.